Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Demai Daf Yutches in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Sheni in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting at the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues here what we had in the previous Daf, which is lists of cities and what are, and which category they have. So the Gemara says, Eilu Ayoros Shehem Mutoros B'Tchum, according to one Gersa, B'Tchum Tzor. Meaning in the area of Tzor, the city which is in Syria, what other cities are allowed? And there's no issue of Shemitah. Nabitzur, v'tzayor, v'gashmi, v'zivyon, v'yigdi chatos, v'davav charavte, v'karcho debar hazrok. There's a list of cities. Says the Gemara now, chatoin de tzimukim ol tivario. There was a load of raisins that came into Tveria. Shal gamliel zugo levarbo bar kahano. So gamliel zugo asked the Bar Kahano the question. Can we assume that it did not come from Eretz Yisrael? Or maybe it did come from Eretz Yisrael, and it's Asur? Omer Lei, so he answered him, Ein kol Eretz Yisrael lo yisa masui echot shel tzimukim. In the entire Eretz Yisrael, you cannot collect one load of raisins. Eretz Yisrael doesn't do raisins. Says more, Ein kol Eretz Yisrael lo yisa masui echot shel tzimukim. Is that true? The entire Eretz Yisrael, you don't have one load of raisins? Elakach Omer Lei, that's what he told him. Ein mokom be'Eretz Yisrael oise mosui echot shel tzimukim. There's not one place in Eretz Yisrael that does a load of raisins. If you take the entire Eretz Yisrael, you probably could get to one load of raisins. But we're not chesh that someone went all around Eretz Yisrael to collect raisins. If he's coming with one load, it probably came from Chutzlartz. Chad Barnash was this person. Aisi chado ashpalto de kaflutin. He brought this package of vegetables. La'ritzu b'tavlai. Shol Amirchen, ask Amirchen, what's the din? Does it have a din of Eretz Yisrael or not? Only Puk Shol Chanani ben Shmuel de Tanyosi. Go ask Chanani ben Shmuel, because I told him a brayso. I told him a brayso regarding this case. Nofik Shol, he came and asked him. Omele Matne lo Yachmel. He did not tell me a brayso. But Shmuel, Omele, give me a Shmuel. Toma Avaz Moshe Abirchenon. Spalgun Rebbe Reb Lozer Reb Shemin. There's a machlok, it's a Rebbe Reb Lozer Reb Shemin. Chad Oma Achar Mekoyim, Chano Oma Achar Ma'amodoy. When you have a wholesaler, do you assume his food that he's bringing is coming from where he came from or from the place where he is right now? So this guy who brought these vegetables is in a place that there's no obligation of Shemitah, at least Svichin of Shemitah. But maybe he came from a place of Eretz Yisrael. That Machlek says, do we go based on where he came from or we go based on where he is right now? Rav Ovi Fash, Rav Ovi explained, Rabbi Oyim Me'achar Me'koyimah. The Rebbe is the one who says you go based on his original place, and you have to be choishish that there is a that it's aser. And Rabbi Shimon goes based on where he is right now. Rebbe indeed say you go based on the original place. But we're moira raw like Rabbi Shimon, meaning Rabbi Yochanan and Paschal and Rabbi Shimon that you go based on where he is right now. Now we're talking about a small load, something he puts on his back. But if it's a large load that he carries on an animal, then for sure he brought it from a faraway place, and you assume he came from, you assume these vegetables came from his place, and you chayshish maybe he came from Eretz Yisrael. What happens if his original place where he came from is makom that is not obligated in Shemitah? Where he is right now is also not obligated in Shemitah. But his passage, when he goes from one place to another, he goes through an area that's Asur. Says the Gemara, we don't look at it as if there was any problem over here. We don't assume that he went through a bad place. Because if his place where he came from, and the place where he's going to, is a place of Mutter, I'm not chayshid in the middle he collected fruits or vegetables in the place where he was. Rabbi Bar Koyin, Bo Kamei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Bar Koyin had a problem with a Pesach Rabbi Yochanan. Lo Yikadu Rabbi Chiyah B'Shav Yochanan, didn't Rabbi Chiyah say my name Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi V'Chaveir V'Alochak Rabbi. The Rabbi against his friends, you Paschal like Rabbi. V'Ola Rabbi Yoinov, Afilu Rabbi Itza Ablozer B'Shimin, even Rabbi against Ablozer B'Shimin, you Paschal like Rabbi. So how here Rabbi Yochanan Paschal like Ablozer B'Shimin that you go based on where the guy is today and not where he was originally? Or Malay, Mat boy me Rabbi Yochanan. What are you asking Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan kedaiti. Rabbi Yochanan goes the shita. So that's his shita. Not that he passed like the one who argues on Rabbi. He is his own shita. The reason Rabbi Yochanan was makel over here, because Shemitah b'zman hazeh is the Rabbanon, and they're makel the Rabbanon. So therefore he says, you're right, if it's Shemitah d'oraisa, so we have vade going to go based, like Rabbi said, go based where he came from. Because Shemitah is the Rabbanon, I hold, you could be makel, that's why he paskan now like a Rabbi, because that was his own Shita. So says when I fichas him with base, he's the by meimor. So I want to say, nitzda for daito Rabbi Yochanan blows up Shimon v'robol Rabbi. That Rabbi Yochanan held Nalak Rebbe, was Rabbi Shimon held Nalak Rebbe, so both of them together overrode Rebbe, meaning that we do paskin the halachic Rebbe only mechavei roi v'lo mechavei rov. Meaning we paskin like Rebbe only when he's against one, not when he's against many, and here you have two against the opinion of Rebbe. Some have the gius already in Amud Aleph that when it says there chavei rov, not to say chavei roi v'chavei roi, meaning that nobody agrees that we paskin like Rebbe against many, and that's what the Gemara concludes over here. We're only on Locha base, Azok the Mishnah. Hamikabal Olav Liyos Nemon, a person who said he used to be an Amaretz, but he says, from now on, I'm going to keep whatever Rabbanon say. So, how do we, what does he have to accept on himself to be what's called a Chover? Chover is not an Amaretz, someone who we trust him, like Abi Maestros. So, it says, like, Maise Chuoichel, has to be Maise, whatever he eats, Fed Chu Morche, whatever he sells, Fed Chu Kech, whatever he buys, everything that he has under him, he has to do Maise. He's not allowed to be a guest in the house of Amoritz. Someone who is a guest by Amoritz, you still trust him. Doesn't take away his trust. If for himself he does something wrong, he's eating by somebody who's Amoritz, so how are you going to trust him when he feeds others? Says the Gemara, what does he mean? What he buys? For what purpose? And he wants to buy for himself to eat. We say has to be mice, whatever he eats. So what does it mean, whatever he buys? Whatever he buys is whatever he eats. Ella, what do you mean, whatever he buys? He's buying in order to sell. We mentioned the Mishnah, what he sells. So we say whatever he eats, whatever he sells. So what does it mean, whatever he buys? Says the Gemara, Ella, we have the fruits that he buys in order to sell. And he has the fruits that he has in his field that he has to be miser. So it's easier for a person to agree to understand that he has to be miser his own fruits that he grew in his field, that he knows for sure they're a tevel. But whatever he buys, maybe he'll be more lenient. So you have to say he has to be miser both, the ones he buys and the ones that are growing in his field. Abiyudah says that we trust him even when he's a guest by the Amoritz. Tani Omar Abiyudah Mi'emen Shabal Abatim, all the years of Abatim, Lo'im Nimni'ul Yo'is Mis'archim Tzabal Abatim Chavirim. They never stop from being guests by their friends or balabati mini amaretz. They still, in their house, they were very careful to have pairs with sukkanim, and we could trust them. Says Abiyana, explain to you what Abiyana means. A person who's a chaver is not going to eat in his own home fruits, he's not going to feed anybody. And also, when he's a guest by somebody else, he also will not eat any, and we're not choshi that he eats something which is not misukah. Rabbi Yisi Oimer, chaveim chashudim lechol, veinim chashudim la'achil. Rabbi Yisi says that chaveim, sometimes when they're guests by others, they will eat fruits and not misukah. So Rabbi Yisi is saying, even if a chaver is a guest by Amoritz, and we know he's eating things which are not right, but he still, when he comes back home, he'll make sure to eat the fruits right, and he will feed others good fruits, only by his friend. He is more make is more lenient. Second, Mastiso Pligo Al and Reb Chaim here fixes the gear. So Mastiso Pligo Al Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is chur against Rabbi Yehuda. What does Mishnah say in the end? Amulah Al Atzrei No Nemon Ketzadi Nemon Al Shechem. He's not Nemon on himself. So how can he be Nemon on others? Meaning, what do you mean he's not Nemon on himself? He's going to be a guest by his friend, but he's not eating there. You see clearly from the Mishnah that we assume he is eating by his friend. And therefore, we're saying he himself, when he goes to his friend, he's doing something wrong. So how can he trust him to feed others? That's the taina against Rabbi Yehuda, and that fits very much the way Rabbi Yisi learned Rabbi Yehuda. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi D'mai Daf Yud Ches.